Aboriginal people across the country are again finding their voice and the fire in the belly to renew campaigns and challenge governments over their choice of advice and inability to engage with grassroots organisations. Speaking on his return from the 30th anniversary of the Brisbane Commonwealth Games protests, veteran Tasmanian Aboriginal human rights campaigner Michael Mansell says it was very plain that there was a real common spirit of people wanting to bring about change, but not knowing how to do it or what process to use to get from point A to point B. Mr. Mansell says that negotiations with government are now done behind closed doors, generally with Aboriginal leaders that have been selected by the government itself. He says governments are negotiating with their own advisers or with the Australian newspaper, which selects people who the government is happy to deal with instead of listening to those who are marching in the streets saying, we want a better quality of life. Mr. Mansell says instead of hearing the view that the government's to blame for the Aboriginal trauma and dispossession, what they are hearing is that you have to blame the Aboriginal people themselves. Speaking on Karma Radio, Mr. Mansell says that Brisbane seems to be on the verge of starting something new. And while people see the value of marching in the streets, they need to link with other places across the country so that delegates from each state can link in with whatever's happening at the local level and get the national movement happening again.
All of the things that we've got, we've had to fight for, and the fight really came from the streets, which then resulted subsequently in people going in and negotiating an outcome. But without those street marches, there was no door open to go and do any negotiations. The fact that the courts do exactly the same now as they did 100 years ago, the fact that the departments of governments administer their programs towards Aboriginal people just as badly now as they did 30 years ago, means that the institutions of Australia are now the targets of accusations of institutionalised racism. And I think that's where these young kids in the street are saying, look, when we walk down the street now, we're not being called racist names like our parents and grandparents were in the 60s and 70s, but we are no better off than they were, even though we're not being called racist names. So the struggle has to bring about more fundamental change, and that is the real challenge for the young people.
Strong words of encouragement and advice from the man once recognised as the most powerful voice of his people. Former ATSIC boss Jeff Clark, who also travelled to Brisbane for the three-day gathering, says while some of the difficult work has been done over the last two decades, people need to make their concerns known to their own local organisations, because there are mechanisms in the United Nations system where daily reports are monitored, and the UN can then put pressure on the Australian government.
Apply that locally. Apply those principles. Prior and informed consent, that's one of the fundamentals. You know, right to self-determination, the right to speak your language. It was appalling to hear that some of the recommendations for constitutional change was that the best thing we do is to have everyone speaking English in Aboriginal communities. What a ridiculous and devastating policy if they were to be successful in that.